I pray that none of you will be able to say this. I heard that message, but I didn't listen. I pray every one of you in this building say, God, my heart is open to you. Don't take it down. I'm still using it. Please put it back up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Until till it overflows. And for those who do not listen with what? Open hearts, what little light they imagine to have will be taken away from. And you're going to be in a mess. You're going to be in a mess beyond doctors and lawyers and all the rest of them to help you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So listen up. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Let me see where I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, let me move on. Go ahead and give me Matthew chapter. Yep. Matthew chapter 6:33. Matthew 6:33. You got it? I'm going to read this from three different translations. Matthew 6:33. Yeah, we got the passion, so thank you. So above all, what did he say? What, when you hear that statement, above all, what did that mean to you? What do you understand that to say? Nothing. Other word, put that first. Before you do anything, above anything you do, before you even snore or whatever, anyway. Before you do anything that day in life, this is the first thing you put above. Put this above everything else. Is that right? Above all, what? Constantly. How often? Constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom. See, we have taken Wednesday night Bible class so lightly. We take Sunday morning gathering so lightly. And see, let me explain something to you. I was in Vietnam. In those days, we were sitting around, and it wasn't anything happening. We laughed. It was comfortable. But when we got in contact, or when we were fired upon, you wonder, did you do something wrong, or how do I need to do? Because see, when bullets are flying, you can hear them singing through the weeds over your head, and I had my there's a little canteen you put on your belt, so you have water with you. You know, you carry that kind of stuff because you're supposed to be self-sufficient to operate in crucial time. And that little thing, that canteen got up under my stomach. It twisted around because it's supposed to be on my side. It twisted around and got up under my stomach. You should have seen the fella scrounging trying to get that thing from under my stomach so I could get as low as I could. I was trying to get down in there. I was trying my best to get lower than there because I could hear those bullets singing through the weed just above my head. Ching, ching. You could hear them hitting the weed. And see what we don't understand, when everything is cool and calm, that's where we ought to be, loaded, armed, and dangerous. But we're playing games. And when those bullets were flying like that, I was kind of thinking, what I need to do to get out of here. I was going to think about all my training and everything I know, and some of the things that they taught me I didn't get. I wanted to know it then. Are y'all hearing me today, Christian Fellowship Church? Are y'all listening to me? You can take coming to church on Wednesday night and gathering on Sunday morning lightly if you want to. You can make your grand old grand interest excuses why you didn't come, why you wasn't here. Somebody said something. Somebody made you mad. When them bullets flying, you're going to forget about what they said. You're going to be thinking about survival. How can I get through this? If you know what you know you can get through anything. But when you don't know it, you'll panic, you'll faint, you'll throw your hands up, and you'll say stuff, make it worse than what it is. But when you know who you are, you take authority. No, you don't. No, you don't. You stop here. I'm not putting up with that. That's not mine. You don't have the right to do it. You don't have the authority to do it. Stop it now.
Damn.
And you watch peace. It'll be just like Jesus said to that wind on the sea, peace, be still. What happened? What happened? The wind stopped blowing. That devil stopped hounding you. And you tell them, disease, you ain't coming here. Destruction, you're not coming here. Not here. You may blow, but you're going over me, around me, but you're not coming here. This wall that is set before me, you cannot and you will not penetrate it because it's bigger than you. You know it, and I know it, and God know it, and I'm telling you, this is how it is. So he said, what? So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and what? His righteousness. That what? Proceeds from him. Then you will, and then all these what? Lesser important thing will be given to you abundantly. Listen what the Amplified says, same verse. But first and most important, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. See, you just don't want to do stuff just to get by. You're going to find out his way of doing and be right. So if you find out his way of doing and be right, it'll work out right. The devil can't make a truth to become a lie because he don't have that power. Truth triumph over lie. Truth destroyed the works of darkness. Light put out darkness. Truth prevailed over false lying. He tell you, you're going down this time. You're not going to make it. You can put it, you can look him in the face and say it like this: liar, 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 your pants on fire. Because that's what he is. He's lying to you, trying to deceive you and con you and threaten you and get you into a place where you distrust God. You say you're too late because Jesus got up. And when he got up, you were put down. And everywhere I was held bondage, I was set free. And I read it in the word. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I read it, I believe it, and I stand on it. So blow all you want to, but you're not coming here. When it's over, I'll still be standing. Because, listen, because on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Of the ground is sinking sand.